Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Do you guys even know what the fashion pattern of the summer is going to be? What do you think it's going to be?
I mean,
because I know, because I'm on the pulse. I'm on the pulse.
Is it gingham?
You're a gingham.
Ava? I feel like I'm going to go polka dots.
Ooh.
Oh, aren't you just so smart?
Wow.
Little Miss knows everything. Yeah. Well, just for a second, don't listen to Ava.
I think Ava actually said florals.
Floral, no.
I said zigzag.
Yeah.
Idiot. Guys, polka dots are going to be the trend of the summer. Thanks to celebrities like Dua Lipa, Hailey Bieber, and others that I cannot name but are apparently mega famous.
Go on.
Now I think I'm just looking at models.
Do they not have their names?
Polka dots are going to go wild. We are officially in spring. The weather's getting warmer. Mm-hmm. Polka dots are calling.
Polka dot season.
What do I say on you, Jess?
Squiggles.
Ava?
I got no pattern.
You look like, if there's a video, if you've seen the video on our socials this morning of Cameron Ling wearing a vest, you look like that because you're wearing a vest.
Wow. We know you love Lingy, but just dressing like him is a little much. Yep.
I'm going to dye my hair red tonight.
I tell you what, polka dots, I think, is hard to pull off as a male.
Do you think so? I reckon you could go some polka dot pants, like...
Sounds like clown pants.
I look like Mr. Illusion. I look like a host of Crazy Maze in Phillip Island. You know, amazing things or whatever. Yeah.
Crazy Maze.
You're just naming things I don't know now.
I yet to find polka dots for men.
I feel like a polka dot pair of shorts is better than a polka dot shirt.
But I feel like for males, the polka dots will be very, very small.
Yes.
Whereas on female, girls stereotypically... bigger pokers.
Well, you don't want to go too big because then you look like you're wearing a twister board. Do you know what I mean?
That's such a good point.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have that around going like, left foot on red. And then I kick you in the ass, you know? That's not a nice thing to
do.
Tim, I think somebody has to start the male polka dot trend. And who better than you?
I mean,
throw out all your plaid because you have a lot of it. You wear a lot of plaid. And replace it with spots.
Is this plaid?
Yeah.
I thought this was gingham.
Oh.
That's not gingham.
That's not gingham.
No.
I don't know how to describe it.
Gingham's like tiny little squares. You're wearing like...
tiny little squares.
Yeah, they're not
kind of like picnic rug.
Yes, you're wearing a picnic rug.
Honestly, if you flatten my shirt out that I'm wearing right now, it's a bad picnic rug. It's very brown, but it's a picnic rug.
Yeah.
Well, if only I knew people that could sew or knit to make
how
me...
How do you knit polka dots?
Polka dot. I don't know. I was going to ask you. Jess, I know you just have started selling some of your like sewing equipment after years of badgering from your husband.
Yeah.
Do you think if we got a print, you could polka dot? Like exactly what I'm wearing now, like a flannelette.
I can't make you a shirt. Shirts are so complicated.
I'm
do you know how many steps there are in shirts? It's insane.
Four.
I made a polka dot dress 2-3 years ago. So
I'd wear a dress. So...
I don't know if I have it still. It wasn't very good.
You guys are useless.
I think we go to an op shop.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy to wear
we
like...
search for dots.
Even though I've recently in the last 12 months learned that buttons on a female shirt are on the left compared to... I thought all buttons were on the right.
Tim came to me and he was like, your whole life? The opposite side?
And apparently girls wear belts the other way around as well. Like you wear belts clockwise and I wear them anti-clockwise. Yeah, that's a thing.
I've only ever put belts on anti-clockwise.
My man.
I'm confused what clockwise versus so anti-clockwise.
You're bringing the buckles.
Imagine you are the clock.
Yep.
Okay.
You're the front
I'm threading the belt through and it is going clockwise.
Yeah, so clockwise. Yeah,
I've
so that
been
you're
doing
a lady.
It like a bloke. Oh,
thank
Jess
you.
Is a man.
Jess is
my
a man.
My man. Okay. Well, I'm happy because I want us all to look hot this summer. God knows we're not looking hot right now.
Oh.
In all these speak ridiculous designs. We've got Lingy Mr. Squiggle and the lead singer of Pearl Jam in the studio right now. So we need to get our together.
Yeah.
Because if we want to look hot this summer, we need to put in the work. Polka dot party.
Bring on the dots.
All right. Mm-hmm. Ava, yeah. So I mostly just kept you around, but to try and get you to help you.
And insult her about her Lingy vest.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
You just said, Ava, you're not hot yet.
I said, I included you in all
of
this.
It's okay. Ava, I'll save this clip. You can send it to HR.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all right. It's got an automatic link. So it's already going there. Ava, thanks for coming in.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I'm not a business owner. I'm a sole trader. I'm doing my celebrant business. But yeah. I don't own like a physical store.
Okay.
You don't have any employees at the store you and your partner own.
Right.
I
like to call her sister an employee. She calls herself a part owner, but I say, who's man in the till? Yeah, and we're just leasing. We don't own the space, but we're just leasing the space.
I want to talk about businesses that mainly employ like younger people, you know, like you know, front of house kind of staff, maybe waitresses,
Sophia's restaurant where you got your first job.
Exactly.
I don't know if they still exist. Maybe a Schmorgies, you know, at the Cunningham Pier.
A woman has taken to TikTok over the last couple of days, saying that 50% of the resumes she receives from kids looking for a job, she owns an ice cream shop down in Melbourne.
Cute.
And she said 50% of the resumes that she receives come from parents, not the kids.
Well, I guess, like, parents help with the resumes and...
No, she's saying... Parents physically coming in.
Oh, without the kid.
Handing their resume over and being like, my kid needs a job.
So what I imagine for a lot of the people listening now, you would print off your one-page resume as a 14-year-old and nine-monther, and you would have a plastic slip with...
Yep, like 20 resumes.
Well, in the small town I lived in, there was five shops, so I had six resumes. No. In case I lost one.
Of course. Because I know myself. Got to have a spare.
I went to the butcher, the baker. The
candlestick maker. Yeah. Yep.
And, yeah, you go like...
What a beautiful fairy tale village.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm turning 14 to 9 months in a couple of weeks. And if you need somebody to have a job, are you?
And then your parents are standing either outside or
usually
in the car.
They're sitting in the car and you've just run in, handed in your resume. That's how I got my first few jobs, you know, like a physical hand in a resume thing. I don't know if there's still a lot of businesses, like a lot of the bigger retailers, you know, you
upload a link, all those things.
Yeah, they probably have like online retailers. Yeah. But this woman was saying that she still likes to get a resume from staff. In like a handed in resume, and when she puts a help wanted sign up, 50% of them, their parents are handing them over. And she's like, "If your child is not capable of walking in here and handing me a resume, there's no way I'm hiring them."
But is it similar to the my mum makes my appointments for me? Is it that energy?
But again, if your mum is making all your appointments for you, you might not be ready for a customer service job.
Right. I think it's a weird balance because obviously you don't want to be forced to do something you don't want to do. But sometimes you've got to do things like to get what you need, what you want, those kind of things. I remember I was 17 and Dad was like, come on, mate. Like there was like a bait and tackle shop. And I was like, yeah, I think I want to put my resume in there. He's like, awesome. And I was like, can you come in with me? And he's like, no. And I was like, Dad.
Please.
You fish. Be there in case I say something wrong. And yeah, he refused. And then we just did this like little stalemate in the car where it was like, well, I'm not going in without you. And he was like, well, you're not going to get the job because I'm not going in.
Fair.
And I didn't get the job, but that was because of a lack of fishing knowledge. But it was the point. I still remember like
we don't hire 14-year-olds.
Yeah, I remember like slapping myself in the face being like, come on. Come on.
I just wonder if this is happening across Geelong, the Surf Coast. Like, are there actually parents that are clinging to their children so badly that they can't even go and hand in a resume on themselves?
Do you think it's clinging? Or do you think it's offering help for the loves?
It's too much. It's what I think it is.
Okay. But you're pregnant. You're about to have a baby.
Yeah.
You're telling me in 2 months when you have this child, if it came to you and it was like,
mommy, I'm a baby and I need a job in this current climate. Can you help me get a job?
You wouldn't be like, baby, okay, let's put this resume together. 0 to 3 months.
Yeah.
Spews. Great work.
You help with the resume and then you push them out of the nest. Fight or flight.
Yep, I'm sure. From the stories you told me about your parents to you, where they like your bosom till you were 17, you know, metaphorically.
Did my dad know the owner of the first job I had? Maybe.
Was it him? Yes. Talking to himself. I don't think you're up for it. I mean, 522-329-55. Give us a call. Do you think it's too far to be going in and handing in resumes on your kid's behalf.
I think it's perfectly valid for her to not want to hire someone whose mummy has come in to drop off the resume.
Do you see this? You are about to be mummy. You're going to be the biggest mummy. We're going to do... I'll be doing this show in 15 years.
Yeah.
And you'll be like the story I'm reading on. I'll be like, former radio announcer Jessica Carsey is in the news for saying, why should my son have to get his own job?
Why am I not in the radio seat?
I assume you spiral out.
Okay,
fair. Because of mummy duties, you know? It'll be interesting to see them. We've had a heap of people call up. Let's go to Fiona first in Nor Lane. Fiona, how do you feel about it?
I agree with this businesswoman. I would definitely not be hiring children that parents have come in to hand their resume in on behalf of.
Right. Like, if you can't even trust a kid to come in and give you a resume in person, how are you going to hand your business over to that person?
100%. They need to take initiative and hand the resume in themselves and meet the person that they're potentially going to be working for.
But Fiona, had you considered they were anxious?
Oh, well, nah, they need to, I agree with Jess, they need to fly the nest and do things.
Push them out.
Yeah.
Fiona, you've got two kids of your own. Will you be pushing them out of the nest?
I certainly will.
Yeah, okay. All right. Just so much love is flowing through these airwaves at the moment. Nicole in Ocean Grove, how do you feel about it?
I just love that Jess and Fiona have that opinion, because I'm really hopeful for the next generation that have parents like you guys.
Aww.
Who are taking a very mature stance and having high expectations of your kids.
Thank you,
and
Nicole.
I think it's just fantastic. My kids have been through it recently in the last few years, like they're sort of 18 now. And yes, I helped them put it together because they were clueless of what a resume looked like. But God, no, would I, you know, seek out a job for them or do the job for them? No way. How are they ever going to learn?
But what about low bar, high reward?
What do you mean? Not expecting anything from them.
But getting everything in return. I don't know, Nicole. I like it.
Not all of us can have an advanced children like yours, Tim.
Yes, that is true. Stacey in Cario, how do you feel about parents putting in resumes without the kids actually rocking up with them?
Not absolutely not. What happens when they get to the interview process? If they can't hand a resume over the counter, they're never going to survive the interview process.
Mm-hmm.
Stacey was saying to me on the phone, she was like, well, but what about the interview? And like, yeah, you're not getting an interview if you're probably not even putting
Stacey,
the resume
I
in.
Can't believe that I got the first job that I got. At 14, I rocked up to an interview for a waitressing position, and I was wearing a blue singlet with a giant silver medallion necklace.
Nice.
And I thought, professional. Here we go. I'm a working
professional. How much did you learn from that?
So much. Well, I got the job, I didn't learn a lot.
It's not really a lesson. It sounds like trauma. But, Stacey, it seems like the four of you, Jess, Fiona, Nicole, this would be the most powerful mother's group of all time.
Yeah.
It seems quite scary.
Yes.
Just no kids in the mother's group, though, because you've all told them they're not allowed to come.
Kicked them out of the nest.
Exactly.
You're on your own. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Tim, I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show that as of today, I'm 32 weeks pregnant, which means we're getting to the pointy end. I'm officially in the 8th month of pregnancy. Yeah.
Two months, essentially, now.
Well, yeah, I'm due in October. So I said to my husband yesterday, I was like, we're due next month. And he was like, ah. We had this moment, I had a moment a couple of weeks ago when I was at my pregnancy Pilates class, and a bunch of the ladies were talking about going to the pool and how lovely it felt for them to float in the water. And I was like, hang on a second, full double take. We're allowed to go in the pool. They were all like, yeah, what do you mean? Of course you're allowed to go in the pool. Why wouldn't you be allowed? And I was like, well, I was just worried I was going to cook the baby. Like, I don't want to.
Quick question.
Yeah.
How hot's the pool you going?
Well, this is the thing. Previous to pregnancy, I'd loved going to a hydro pool, which are typically 33 degrees.
Yeah.
But it's just nice. It feels good on the back, you know. And I was like, oh, I would love to be in the hydro pool right now, but don't want to cook the baby.
Right.
And so I...
Can I just flag something? So if a hydro bath is 33, 34 degrees, do you know how hot you're running at?
Yeah.
About 37.9.
I hadn't considered that.
You're running hotter than the pool.
I mean, you're treating me a lot less nice than the OB did when I asked him.
That's why I'm not an OB. I had a week of it. I kept calling women dumb and they asked me to leave.
I've been told by other pregnant women I'm allowed to go to the pool and I'm not going to cook the baby. And he was like, correct. Yeah. What do you mean?
Don't go in a sauna.
Yeah. Don't go in a spa.
No.
But as long as you're like under, you know, 35 degrees, you should be sweet. And I was like, excellent. Okay. So last night my husband took me to the pool and I was exploding out of my bikini.
Oh, nice.
It was a sight. It was a sight to see. I had a couple, there was a couple of like older ladies in the pool and they were like looking over at me, just like, you know, that loving look of like, ah, oh, we've been there.
To be young.
To be young and pregnant. And gigantic in the, I was worried that I was going to sit in the water and it was all going to like float up because.
Oh my God. Water displacement.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So massive at the moment. But I, as soon as I got in the water, it was like instant relief. I have never felt anything so glorious, Tim. The water just like lifted my belly and I felt like I wasn't pregnant for like the first time in 8 months. It was just.
It's exciting.
Oh my God. 30 minutes of just me walking up and back and not waddling from left to right.
Was it a similar, when you needed to leave, was it a similar situation that I imagine I have with my son where it's like, all right, come on, mate, we've got to get out of the pool. You're like, no. I don't want to get out. I'm having fun in here.
It was more like the last 5 minutes we kind of spent, I would just lay down on my back.
Oh, that would have been so good.
Oh, and my husband just like kind of pulled me up and down the pool, which was...
like a net, like a cleaning net.
I was
net.
Just like a face, a bowling ball and 2 feet out of the water.
Like swinging you around by your feet.
It was glorious, Tim. I haven't laid on my back for 8 months. Remember
wow,
that?
Yeah, true.
It felt incredible.
I kind of want to get in on that. Let me know when you're going next. I want your husband to swing me around.
The worst part was walking back up that ramp.
I said to you when you were telling me, I was like, when you step out of that pool, it's gonna feel worse than what it did before you got in the
gravity
pool.
Gravity hit me so hard. It was like, it felt like something was pulling me down.
That's why Newton said, gravity's a bitch. Pretty sure that's what he said. Yeah. It's the worst.
It took me longer to get out of the pool than to walk back to the car. It was horrific, but I cannot wait to go again.
Yeah, let's level down the H word.
Well, it was worth that you know, 2 minutes of getting out of the pool was worth the 30 minutes of bliss where I didn't have to carry my belly.
You watched the last week of this radio show before you go on maternity leave. We're just like, all right, we're from Norlane Pool today. In the slow lane, Stu and Jess driving you home. We could, I could set that up for maybe not in your last week. That's a busy week. We've got stuff going on. I wouldn't mind having a full float for the whole show.
Tom Lingy and Loggy did a show from a spa. Surely they can turn the spa down a little for us.
I'll ask Charlie Kerr now if he can turn down his spas at about time. He's got some other issues during his off season at the moment for the Blues. I reckon he might find a nice bit of escape turning down the heat of his pools at about time bathhouse. All right. We'll mark that in the calendar as something that could happen, but I'm glad that
But if you
were
see
floating.
Me at the pool.
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me.
I'm
you, did, you didn't see me, okay?
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait. Sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Something's happened today out and about in Geelong, Jess.
You've probably seen it.
Well, there's definitely a group of people that saw it, but we've invited from the team here at K-Rock. If you've ever gone to an activation or if you've ever won a prize, Gus from Promotions has most likely come across your radar.
Yep.
He joins us in the studio. Good afternoon, Gus.
Hi, guys.
It is so great to have you in here. Gus is an absolute star. He's young and got a full head of hair. What else can you ask for? With someone with a go-get'em attitude.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can ask him to try and drive manual is what you can do, Tim.
There was we had a chat before the show started because you were going with our tech somewhere, but you needed to go in the K-Rock van. If we have any events, we have a Ford Transit van that is huge.
You cannot miss it.
It is massive. And you were going to drive this manual car?
Yeah, so where we were picking up some stuff was in kind of a deserted area, so some empty roads, and I thought, well, I'll give it a crack. I've done it on Daytona and Mario Kart, so can't be much different.
Wasn't it a requirement of your position that you eventually learn to drive manual?
Yeah.
So how long have you been working in the role for?
Almost a year.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Okay, good.
So this is your opportunity to finally be like, yes, I can drive this manual. Now, this is an older car, so it's got quite a heavy clutch. Some of these new fandangled cars, it's like you sneeze on it and you can change gear. So is this your first time ever driving a manual?
First time ever.
Okay.
I don't know what a heavy clutch is, so it seemed pretty heavy to me.
We need a preference. Gus, you're 21, 22?
22.
22. Yeah. 22. Yeah. Right.
So you said that you'd stalled a few times.
Yep.
How many times did you stall today?
I stalled 5 in total.
Hey, that's not too bad for your first go.
It's pretty good.
It's where you stalled that has caused a bit of controversy across Geelong.
The deserted roads came to non-deserted roads, and it was on Colac Road.
Civilization, yeah. I believe they refer to it.
So just near Wampont Shopping Centre, it was 4 in a row.
Oh, the APCO there?
Yeah, just by the APCO at the red light.
And this was like just like between 3 and 4, wasn't it?
It was a bit earlier, around 2:30.
2:30, okay. Yeah. So peak school pickup.
So four times at one intersection.
Yeah, the one red light.
Did you? At what point did you get told to put the hazard lights on?
I did hazard lights after stall 2, and I went, okay, like we're good to go.
Breathe.
There's
here we go.
Not that many cars overtaking me. And then 2 more stalls, and then I almost cried and told Dean to hop in the driver's seat.
Oh, you did the swap over?
Yeah, I did the swap
in the middle of the road.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Yeah.
What's going through your mind? Like, second stall, it's obviously like, uh-oh. Third stall, where's your head at?
Turn the radio down. Let's focus up on this fourth try. This is getting serious.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, when I get frustrated like that, I get quite hot ears. Like, my ears go bright red and I get very frustrated. So after the fourth stall, again, you're on Colac Road, pretty busy. Do you give up, or are you relieved of your duties as driver?
Yeah. Dean said to me, hey, did you want to switch, or did you want to give it another crack?
Oh, no.
What I want to do two things. Firstly, 5223295. Did you see or drive past the giant K-Rock van stalled on Colac Road today? And if you wanted to call up and give Gus a bit of encouragement, that would be a great thing, because people learning how to drive manual, it's a great skill to have in an emergency.
But also, maybe you feel for Gus because everyone's been in this situation trying to learn manual.
Yes.
Where did you stall?
You stalled across highway, across both lanes, trying
two lanes
to turn
of traffic.
Off it.
Yeah.
And I was the instructor. So and Jess is...
And people were tooting at us.
Jess is side on.
Flipping me off.
I'm in the passenger seat with the traffic incoming. So I'm like, well, I've really been set up to just be absolutely crumpled here.
Yeah. But it happens. Like, it happens to the best of us, guys.
Did you do a switch over, or did you just go again?
I just cried and kept going.
Yep.
That's
the way to do it. We bunny hopped out of the intersection.
And then I think you made me switch over once we were safe.
Yes. So what when experiencing a bunny hop for the first time, like, talk us through that. I love hearing this.
Well, when I was driving, and when I first changed gears, I was like, I've stalled, because it went boom, boom. And then I realized when I did the bunny hop that was a stall, because it was a big shake and we had stuff in the back and stuff was falling over, and that was really scary.
And how annoying is it, like, the way it's set up? I got really annoyed with the gearbox.
Well, there's 3 pedals and I have 2 feet. Yeah. So that's the first problem. It's ridiculous.
True. Yeah.
I did get sent a video of you having a go, and you were instructed, you're like, all right, so you're in gear 1, go to gear 2. And then you say, what was that? And then the response was, you're in gear 4. So you skipped a couple of gears. But going slow enough that the engine didn't just rattle you out of your seat. I think we might have someone calling through now. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Diane. How are you?
Good, thank you. Did you see Gus and our giant K-Rock van stalled on Colac Road earlier?
No, I didn't, but I've got a little bit of encouragement. We've all done it a million times.
Okay.
Aw, look at
thank
that, guys.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate those kind words. 5223295. Different direction now. Where did you stall?
Yeah.
Maybe it was like, let's look back in time. Let's listen to the stalls that live with you, because this is going to live with you for a while, Gus. I'll tell you right
forget
now.
Forget it.
We believe you. Thanks for coming in. You're a star. You're only going to get better.
Thanks, guys.
No, don't touch the car again.
Oh, yeah. You're walking home. This is Tim and Jess. Had some friends over for dinner last week, and something incredible happened. So her name was Jordan, and she was saying, we were just like, you know how like your dinner chats, they just go around and around in circles?
Yeah.
She stopped a conversation. She went, oh, my God, the craziest thing happened today. I can't believe I haven't told everyone.
Right.
And now Jordan doesn't listen to the radio show. So Initially, I thought I was being baited because I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, because often when you're at like a dinner, someone will go, oh, Jess, you'll love this story. Don't put it on the radio though. Yeah.
So Geordie said, today I saw the Otway Black Panther.
Shut up.
And I said, excuse me?
Shut your mouth.
Is it Christmas? Is it snowing outside? Is it my birthday?
Did not.
And she said she was driving somewhere between 13th Beach and Armstrong Creek. I can't remember specifically where she said.
No, of course not.
It all became a blur. But she turned around and took a low-grade photo. Her words, video photo. And the photo she sent to me, I saw it from a distance and I was like, that thing is huge. I knew it. Jess, have we or have we not had former circus workers on the show that can confirm that they released big cats into the Otway Forest?
I mean, it depends how much you can trust circus workers.
That's fair. She sent me the photo because I was like, I need this. This is a. I talk about this a lot on the show because people need to know.
She was like, what show, Tim?
I have the photo here. You've got to say, it's pretty convincing.
That's pretty convincing. Yeah, I'll take that.
So
that's not even blurry.
Yeah, so that's a big cat and not like you own a cat.
Yeah.
That's not shaped like a cat,
nah,
right?
No, that's not a house cat.
Okay. So I was very excited. I saw the
photo.
Has
she AI'd you though?
No, she has not AI'd me. And then I woke up the next morning to an Instagram message because I was like, this is incredible. I've got the photo. I cannot wait to talk about this at work. So there's something I've not noticed, but upon closer inspection, the fact that I thought this was real, or the fact that my parents just drove past this to find that it's a cardboard cutout. So I'm passing you my phone. Zoom in.
That's so much better.
The fact that I didn't notice it immediately and the fact that you didn't notice it immediately.
Okay, but you were holding it like 2 meters from my face.
Well, that's how I experienced it.
That's 100% cardboard.
It's just so funny.
Maybe this is what the circus workers saw.
I can't stress enough. The high that I felt compared to the crushing low that followed the next morning.
Guess what you're getting for Christmas this year?
Cardboard cutout of the Black Panther. Can you put this up on our Instagram stories that it was spotted somewhere between 13th Beach and see, like, for people, like, obviously if you're listening now, you're in on it.
Yeah.
Let's just say, hey, Jordan from 13th Beach sent this through and see if anyone takes the bait. Like I did, like you did, because you and I have both failed that
and
test.
And see if we get like people messaging being like, you dumb.
Yeah, so, this is what life's about.
Yeah.
I love it. This is what I live for. But
I really
they
wish
asked,
Jordan hadn't have told you. You just convinced yourself.
And we discovered it on air. That would have been an even sadder scenario than what already feels pretty sad. Regardless, the real one is out there, but it's just not this cardboard cutout.
But where did they get the outline for the cardboard cutout?
Now we're asking the questions they don't want you to ask, Jess. Excellent stuff.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.